listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
All right, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Happy Easter holidays to you all. Thanks for listening. This is broadcast from the UBC, University of British Columbia, the CITR radio station, and broadcast all around the world live on the internet. So this is where I broadcast Australian music and local Canadian music every week. Lots of fresh new Canadian tracks, actually, right up front. I'm going to flip around the show and do the opposite of what I normally do, which is normally I play the older Australian stuff, but I just wanted to go out bang straight from the gates with lots of great Canadian stuff because I'm so impressed with the quality that's coming out at the moment. I'm going to feature about four groups that have caught my ears first and caught my eye to some extent too, ones I've seen live over the past little while. And you'll hear a lot of these names are familiar because I have played them before. So first up is Synthcake from Vancouver. They have a brand new single, and I'm going to play you two tracks from them first. Just a reminder about the music they've already made. I'm going to play you the last track off their debut EP, Musicophilia, and then their brand new single. Then I'm also going to play some OK Vancouver OK, Jeff Johnson's amazing project. We're also going to hear Chains of Love, who are doing great things touring across the eastern seaboard of this continent. And then two of my old favourites from Edmonton, Eamon McGrath and the City Streets. Definitely two of my favourite artists who have both relocated to the eastern part of the country as well. Yeah, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I hope you are ready for a great rollicking show, lots of quality music. And I'm going to be playing a feature towards the end up on Jimmy Little. Now, Jimmy Little is a very, very lauded Australian Aboriginal artist who just passed away a matter of days ago. He had a long battle with diabetes. And he had a kidney removed, but he toured, performed for many, many years, well into old age. He's an inspiring gentleman, and a gentleman's definitely the right way to describe him. Everything I've done online research-wise has led me to the conclusion that he had upstanding character and genuinely cared about people and saw music as his gift to the world. He did a lot of speaking and engagement around Aboriginal health issues towards the end of his life too. So we're going to do a little feature on Jimmy Little towards the end of the show. For now, here's some Canadian music. This is Synthcake, a track from the debut EP, and then their brand new single.
Thank you. these demons like a samurai. I will rise up, I will be victorious. Through these demons like a samurai. I will rise up, I will be victorious. Through these demons like a samurai. I will rise up, I will be victorious. Through these demons.
despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
And we are back on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And fresh Canadian tracks for you. We heard Synth Cake. We heard two tracks of Synth Cake. First was just a refresher, a track from their debut EP. You heard the final track on that album. Well, it's an EP called Synth Cake, and you heard Dancing Brain, and then the brand new single called Drip, which has been a fixture of their live show of recent times, and that may well have been the very radio debut, who knows. Synth Cake, Drip, wonderful, catchy song, very inventive band, Synth Cake, of course, from Vancouver, BC, and they formed not too long ago. Only a couple of years ago, and Musicophilia, of course, was their debut that came out in July 2011. And so this single, Drip, is the next sort of little tidbit of goodness from Synth Cake. And I hope you enjoyed that. After that, of course, was Vancouver, OK Vancouver OK, the wonderful project of Jeff Johnson, a real musical icon and renaissance man here in the city. He's very prolific, and he has, I believe, two albums out at the moment, both released March 2012, from what I can tell on Bandcamp. I played for you a couple of tracks from one of the albums, which is called Escape the Common People. So I played for you a couple of tracks. First was Tests, which is track one, and then the second track there was called Beachy Beachy. And you can find these albums, of course, on okvancouverok.bandcamp.com. Some lyrics up there for at least a few of the tracks, which is great. So great Vancouver music there, Synth Cake and OK Vancouver OK. I'll be right back after this with some more Vancouver music.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. I'm your host, Matt. And if you would like to receive podcasts of any of the archive shows, you can easily find them by going to Google and typing in OZSTRANDED, Stranded, into Google, and the blog will come up. And, yeah, you've got over 100 podcasts there and set lists and a video clip each week. So lots of great, interesting music for you to explore. Lots of music from Australia, long, long way away from where I'm sitting right now. And, of course, this week marked the sad death of Jimmy Little, an Australian Aboriginal musical icon. And I'll be visiting some of his music a little bit later in the show. So back to the fresh Canadian music and Chains of Love. Of course, amazing band that shot out of the blocks here in Vancouver. Very quickly have found quite a following. Wherever they go, they're touring in Eastern Canada now, have recently wrapped up shows at South by Southwest. And they have their debut album, Strange Grey Days, which was just released. I'm going to actually just go back a little bit in time because I neglected to play their second 7-inch. I featured their first 7-inch. But before I play tracks from the new album, which I might get to next week, let's play the two tracks from the Break in My Heart in between 7-inch. So Chains of Love, of course, featuring Nathalia on vocals, who is just a stunning presence on stage. If you ever get a chance to see this band, I highly recommend them. have a great throwback sound, very organic, catchy songs, just a wonderful, wonderful outfit. So here we go. Here's Breaking My Heart from Chains of Love.
Oh,
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here, broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM, the studios at UBC. Happy Good Friday to you. Hope you're enjoying the music. Fresh sounds from Canada, Vancouver, BC to be specific. That was the unmistakable sounds of Chains of Love with Nathalia on vocals. Beautiful, soulful garage pop there. And the band is off in the east as we speak. They're playing in Moncton this evening. And in Fredericton, April 7th. And Quebec, April 3rd. April 8th. We've got Montreal, London, Ontario, all sorts of dates. Even down to Minneapolis. And they'll be back at the Vogue Theatre on May 3rd here in Vancouver. So picking up a lot of steam there, Chains of Love. So I played for you a couple of tracks from their second EP, 7-inch, Breaking My Heart and In Between. And then the first track of A Strange Grey Day is the debut album. Well, I guess it's a mini album, six tracks there. So there we go, Chains of Love, wonderful band. Up next, let's keep going with the new Canadian music. And Eamon McGrath, another favourite on this show. I think, you know, if there's any justice to the world, this amazing talent of Eamon will keep flourishing and building. And he may, I'm putting it out there, I mean, he may rival like Bruce Springsteen. He may be the Bruce Springsteen of Canada. Who knows? He's got it in him, I think. There's a real maturity beyond his years. And he's written an album called Young Canadians, so tapping into his roots and his travels across the country. He's toured a lot for a guy who's only about, early 20s, 22, 23. Very, very prolific. He's put out a ton of music already. He's already put out a compilation album. Let's leave it at that. There's a lot of music that he recorded in Edmonton before he relocated to Toronto. So let's hear a couple of tracks from Young Canadians. This is Eternal Adolescence. We'll be right back.
street. The flood will rise up when we meet. It's always bright out in the east. Concrete and steel, still velocity.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
All right, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and great new Canadian music. First up was Eamon McGrath with two tracks from the Young Canadians album, which has just been released, and he's doing a lot of touring. He will be here in Vancouver in due course. And another one of my favourite artists, the City Streets from Montreal, who are really just maturing finally as songwriters. And they've got two albums coming out simultaneously, just like OK Vancouver OK I mentioned at the start of the show. I don't know what's in the air at the moment, the prolific nature of a lot of our artists. We heard a track from their album called Winter Lightning, called All the Doomed Lovers. Great film clip for that, filmed in their rehearsal space in black and white, actually. And the second track was Sawdust and Rum from the Sawdust and Rum album. So these are two albums, Winter Lightning and Sawdust and Rum, both being released pretty soon. Yeah, really great stuff. So we're about to press on into the Australian component of the show. And, of course, I mentioned earlier the passing of Jimmy Little, an iconic Australian Aboriginal artist. He just passed away this week. So I'm going to play for you a few songs from Jimmy and let you know a little about who he was and the legacy he's left behind. So just before that, I wanted to segue from this Canadian part and play a couple of First Nations artists from Canada. A couple of CDs that were passed to me on the weekend, thanks to Gunnar G from our other station here in the city, CJSF. We broadcast from Simon Fraser University. I went along to the Red Jam Slam that Gunnar G organised on the weekend. And she passed me two CDs. One was from Larry Hansen and another from Wayne Lavelle. So I'm going to play for you two tracks, one from each artist. I'm going to play you All the Children from the Res Warriors album by Larry Hansen. And then Wayne Lavelle, I'm going to play you his track called Big Country. So Canadian First Nations artist, then Jimmy Little.
Show.
Sweet grass covers my skin. to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line, made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. 'Tis a royal service built for one and all. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line, made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. There will be no charges, telephone is free. It is built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone to glory always answers just in time. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone.
This is Pure Dracula from Macklew, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. So two Aboriginal Canadian artists there that I just featured. Just before we talk about Jimmy Little, you heard Larry Hansen with the great song All the Children and Wayne Lavelle with A Big Country, two local Aboriginal artists. And thanks to Gunaji for letting me know about these guys. I received these CDs in my hands just the other night at the Red Jam Slam fundraiser. So thanks, Gunaji, a great DJ from CJSF, another local station here in the city of Vancouver. Some news. Jimmy Little just passed away. He is a fantastic Aboriginal singer-songwriter, a national treasure, a real musical icon. Passed away at the age of 75 on April 2. He passed away in Dubbo, New South Wales. He is a Yorta Yorta man named James Oswald Little. And he was Australia's first successful, nationally successful Aboriginal performing artist in music. He was also an actor and a teacher. So he was from the Yorta Yorta people and raised on the Kumaranjana Mission in New South Wales. He began his career as far back as 1951 and more or less performed, wrote music, travelled, spoke for, gosh, six decades. He just kept going and going and going. His first song that was well known was the one we just played there, called Royal Telephone, which came out in 1963 and sold over 75,000 copies at the time. And just to show how he retained his popularity, he even put out an album that peaked at number 26 on the charts in 1999. So this is an incredibly important artist in Australia. for his output, his longevity, and his great spirit, which is definitely what I pick up in everything that I've read about him and clips I've seen of him speaking online. He was a very optimistic person, full of life, and he spent much time in his latter years traveling around and speaking on behalf of Aboriginal people in regard to health, so raising awareness around the high rates of diabetes in Aboriginal communities. He himself suffered from diabetes and had a kidney transplant late in life. So let's play another track by Jimmy Little. He talks here a little bit about where he's from, his Yorta Yorta people. So here's Jimmy Little.
People sometimes ask me, Jim, where were you born? Where do you come from? And I come from many, many places. And I travel to many places. But every now and again, I go home to my mother's land on the Murray River. West of Albury, a little south of Echuca in New South Wales, is my community, my mother's land. My father's land is south coast New South Wales, near Bermagui, not far from Bega, the other side of Narooma. But my home and my stage is Australia, which is your home, and that's where I'll always be. In your hearts, in your home, singing country music. I was born on the banks of the Murray. Yorta Yorta is my mother's tribal stand. I'm her son, but my father's name I carry. As I walk through this great and ancient land, my father taught me all the things I needed, like identity and dignity with love. From his southern tribal coastal ways of living, Wallago Lake and Gulaga Mountain high above. I'm a Cree and I come from Cumbria, where my people and my dreaming all began. Someday I know that I will be returning, like the legend of my tribal boomerang. My tribal ways are strong and not forgotten. And though my city ways of living, well, they may be grand, but you know, I can pack it up, yes, and leave it all tomorrow, and go back to my Yorta Yorta band. The nature of the bush in all its beauty gives me strength in my will to understand that no matter where I go, my river people will be waiting for this Yorta Yorta man. Join me. I'm a Cree and I come from Cumbria Dungeon, where my people and my dreaming all began. Someday I know I'll be returning, like the legend of my tribal
breath. Like the legend of my tribal boomerang. Like the legend of my tribal.
Bring yourself home, home to me.
This is a call for artists with a community focus and performance artists for site-specific installation. Public Dreams is calling emerging, professional, and community artists of all disciplines to submit work that may be showcased as the marketing campaign for Illuminaris 2012. Public Dreams will bring the Illuminaris Lantern Festival back to Trout Lake. For submission guidelines, more information, or to donate, please visit publicdreams.org today.
And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And just a reminder of how you can find archived shows, go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, Oz Stranded, and you'll receive up in your browser over 100 podcasts. Enjoy. I've done lots of interviews in the last year or so, and great features on artists from Australia and locally here in Canada. So this is a short feature on Jimmy Little. Since the passing of Jimmy just a matter of days ago, he was an iconic Australian Aboriginal artist. And I played for you a few tracks there. The last two there was Yorta Yorta Man, where it was actually a live track. It was really great to hear him on stage just talking a little about who he is and where he came from and his people, the Yorta Yorta people. And then Baby Blue, another older song, one of his first hits as a country artist way back in 1974. That reached number 8 on the charts in Melbourne and 37 in Sydney. So he really was the first major Aboriginal musical artist to have nationwide popularity. And finally, he had a bit of a career renaissance with covering. He did an album of covers in 1999, and the album was called The Messenger. And so the track that I played for you there was called Bring Yourself Home to Me off that album. That album featured all sorts of great covers by songs by people as diverse as Nick Cave, Ed Cooper, Paul Kelly. So it gave him a bit of a renaissance in his career. But, I mean, he just was constantly active right up to his last days. And there's lots of great stuff on YouTube. You'll see him as a really, really personable and decent, down-to-earth sort of character. I'm talking here about Jimmy Little. He has recently passed away, and he has actually been officially recognised as a national living treasure in Australia, and rightly so. So I wanted to quickly play a brief clip I found on YouTube of Jimmy just being interviewed close to the end of his life on an ABC television program, State Line. He just very briefly states, a little bit about what he thinks of his career and his longevity, and you'll see he's a man of deep spirit.
So this is the kind of bloke who's very down-to-earth about his fame and how he thinks his fans see him.
Oh, there's that old man. I saw him when he was 25. I saw him when he was 32. I saw him when he was 48. I saw him when he was 50. Here I am in my 70s now. And there's something within me and something in my presentation that still resembles the long-time me. And I like to have back-to-back, side-by-side, the old and the new. And in the middle is a lot of truth.
So that was just a brief clip of Jimmy Little talking about his career as an artist. Jimmy Little just passed away This has been a short feature. I'll be right back. This is the end of the show, so we'll leave with one more track on from Jimmy Little, the great Australian Aboriginal musical artist. So that was just a brief clip of Jimmy Little talking about his career as an artist. Jimmy Little just passed away. This has been a short feature. I'll be right back. This is the end of the show, so we'll leave with one more track on from Jimmy Little, the great Australian Aboriginal musical artist.
We were born in a land they call Down Under. All our states are Aussie mates. It makes us proud, no wonder. Hobart City on the Derwent, where the Tassie apples grow. It's still part of Down Under, even though it's just below. Back across the Bass Strait stands a city fair and cool. It's Melbourne on the Yarra, the home of Aussie roots. We were born in a land they call Down Under. All our states are Aussie mates. It makes us proud, no wonder. In autumn on the Torrens there's a city on parade. It's Festival of Arts time down in Adelaide. Perth is on the river's wall.
There were once five boys who wanted to be robots, however, the powers that be forbade this, so they settled for being a band. That band is called Facts, and on Friday, April 13th, you can join them to celebrate the release of their new album, Like a Living Being. This album release party will feature guests, Synthcake, Gang Signs, and WinnieCooper.net DJ Tristan Orchard. Visuals are provided by Leaf Hall, and if you're interested in pre-sale tickets, just visit WinnieCooper.net/tickets. Facts, Like a Living Being album release party, Friday, April 13th at the Waldorf Hotel, proudly sponsored by CITR.
Let love flow down, let it fall to the ground. Therein lies the roots, reaching for the stream. All I wanna do, keep on reaching through, keep on reaching through to the river wide and strong. It won't take long. We can all go together if we just hold on. The new generation and our brand new age. I wanna fall like a rain on burning pages, rise from the ashes like a phoenix sun, learning to flow, searching for love. You know that I can't get enough, oh. Get enough of that hope.
generation. Just beyond my reach, not beyond my sight. Hope for a generation.